hunger still claiming lives in Africa's Sahel region. One group has a new strategy for protecting the unborn, and there's a new trend in evangelism. Do you know what it is? Find out on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The food crisis in Africa's Sahel region may have been the most underreported humanitarian disaster of 2012. It was triggered by a combination of drought, high food prices, and instability. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says,
the situation has gotten a little bit better in terms of the rains they've come, but you're still looking at long delays to get harvest and to get food back up to the area it needs to be. And then you've got isolated areas that are still critical.
At its peak, nearly 19 million people were at risk of starvation. Today,
you're probably looking at now probably about 12 million people still in a critical need of food.
Teams are still responding. What's more,
traditionally these are areas that are not necessarily friendly to the gospel. But one thing that we can do as followers of Christ and as humanitarian agencies that bring not just physical food, but also bring spiritual food, we can use these ministries to break down the preconceived ideas of who we are.
Next, Christians are reaching out to the victims of record flooding in Sri Lanka. More than 400,000 people were affected by the worst flooding in 8 years. The monsoon rain started before the new year. Homes, crops, and livestock were completely destroyed by flooding and landslides. Gospel for Asia missionaries were already in place to provide water, food, and temporary shelter. GFA needs your support to provide this aid, but also to provide the hope of Christ. Find a link at our website. This is Mission Network News. Evangelism tools used to mean small Bibles and pamphlets. Well, now it's smartphone apps and videos.
It's spiritual multiplication using technology, and it's very exciting.
The Jesus Film Project's Tom Canavino recently met a bus driver from Kenya who spoke Luo. Using the Jesus Film app, Canavino shared the gospel in the man's heart language.
He watched the film, but the exciting part is that he sent the link to the film to friends and relatives here in the U.S. and then back at his home in Kenya.
The app gives access to over 64,000 outreach videos in thousands of languages. This means tens of millions of people in closed countries can hear and see the gospel.
You can share it on social media, you can email it to someone, or you can download it for your own use.
Learn more about the app and Jesus Film Media at missionnetworknews.org. Most importantly, pray.
It's one thing to have the technology, but we want to pray that God uses that technology for His purpose and for His kingdom.
Elsewhere, believers in the Philippines are using websites to spread the good news. Wycliffe Bible Translator says a website-making workshop was held recently in Manila. Those who attended uploaded cultural songs and translated scripture, as well as other language-related documents. What would have normally taken several months to a year to complete was done in 8 days. Pray that God would touch people's hearts as they meet Him through this technology. And out of 2.5 million unplanned pregnancies in the U.S. each year, less than 1% choose adoption. Well, January is Sanctity of Human Life Month, and Mark Andreas with Bethany Christian Services says they've got something new this year.
Here in January, we are excited about a new national TV ad campaign we're running that highlights adoption as an alternative to abortion.
They tested the ad in November. Hundreds responded.
There was a woman in her 30s with 4 children at home, pregnant, ready to have a baby any day with her 5th child that she just really could not bring into that family. While sitting on the couch with her 11-year-old son, this commercial came on, and he turned to her and said, you know, Mom, you really should call Bethany. Her real plan was just to leave the child at the hospital. She didn't know about adoption. She didn't know she could choose a family, stay in contact with that child throughout the child's life, and she ended up choosing and placing the child in a pastor and his wife's family in Florida.
Bethany has bulletins for churches to promote adoption. You can get those at our featured links. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christian Aid Mission is offering the book Clay in the Potter's Hand by Dorothy Sun. This book tells you about Dorothy's life in a Chinese labor camp, torture for her faith, yet her drive to serve Christ. You'll be moved by how she risked it all to follow Christ. Get your free copy of Clay in the Potter's Hand. Just call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.